The Latino community has been hit hard by COVID, and KCBS's Rebecca Corral reports Latinos have received only a small fraction of the money meant to help people and businesses recover, despite making up 45% of all COVID deaths.
One in four small businesses in California is led by a Latina. Latino workers have continued to show up in the fields, in restaurant kitchens, at meatpacking plants, while so many more privileged workers have been allowed to do their jobs from home.
For decades, Latinos have been the backbone of our economy in California and have not prospered equitably across the state.
Jacqueline Martinez-Garcel is CEO of the Latino Community Foundation, which is working to ensure that a greater share of the federal and philanthropic dollars meant for recovery go to Latino businesses and individuals.
Latinos were hailed for showing up to work and putting themselves at risk in these essential jobs. We could not afford to forget them and put them at the front of the line as we thought about and reimagined a new economy that would be more inclusive and just.
Her organization has so far raised $10 million for community businesses. The goal is $50 million. For now, a fraction of the Latino community's worth.
If we haven't yet figured out how critical this workforce is to our economy, then we are going to be feeling the repercussions of that as a nation. Because as Latinos go, so does the country, so does the state of California.
She says if the government and philanthropic organizations don't invest in Latino communities and businesses, every single American will feel the impact.
I want to look forward and reimagine a new future where young Latinos are leading the way in jobs that are paying enough for their families to be able to break out of poverty and build wealth. I want to reimagine a future where Latino businesses can access the loans and the capital to triple their revenue because they are capable of leading their businesses. They just need the financial support.
Rebecca Corral, KCBS.